In the previous lesson, we have discussed the role of a three-dimensional chromosome structure and the powerful cheese actin elements, superenhancer, in regulated gene transcription. In the first step, somatic acquisition of insertion in a non-coding region near TAL1 established a superenhancer that activated TAL1 transcription in T Hall cell. The mutation creates a site for the transcription binding sites, MIB, that remodels the chromatin and induced TAL1 expression. In the second part, disruption of boundaries in the TAL1 insulating neighborhoods activates TAL1 transcription in T Hall cell. CRISPR-Cas9 mediated deletion of 400 base pairs spanning this TCTCF site in human embryonic kidney cells or primary human T cells resulted in higher levels of TAL1 transcripts. This deletion was also found to permit interactions between sequences normally compartmentalized within the TAL1 or adjacent insulated neighborhoods. Cell identity, more specifically, the identity of one or another differentiated cell type, is controlled in large part by the activation of transcription factors that recognize and bind specific sequences in the genome and thereby regulate gene expression. While nearly half or all of the transcription factors encoded in the human genome are expressed in any one cell type, a small number of master transcription factors, sometimes called lineage regulators, are sufficient to establish control of the gene expression programs that define cell identity. Thus, the control of transcriptional programs that characterize normal differentiated cell states is dominated by these master transcription factors, which are expressed at high levels in selected cell types, tend to co-occupancy most enhancer together with other master transcription factors, and typically regulate their own genes through an autoregulatory loop that forms the core transcriptional regulatory circuit of a cell. The master transcription factor of any one cell type can be found at the enhancer of a majority of the active cell type specific genes, and may thus account for much of the organization of cell type specific gene expression programs. The master transcription factor bind cooperatively to enhancer DNA elements, and they recruit co-activators and the transcription apparatus. This transcription factor can activate the transcription from enhancer elements themselves, producing enhancer RNAs, eRNA, that bind certain transcription factors and cofactors and contribute to enhancer maintenance and dynamics. Enhancer, which tend to be cell type specific because they are generally established by cell type specific transcription factor, have been mapped in a broad spectrum of human tissue types by using epigenetic marks associated with enhancer activity. Bound by transcription factor, clusters of enhancer known as superenhancer regulate genes that may prominent role in cell identity or specialized cellular function. Enhancer-associated proteins and RNAs, including transcription factor, cofactors such as mediator, chromatin regulators, signaling factors, RNA polymerase II, Nasser associated chromatin marks and eRNA are all found at especially high density at the constituent enhancers of superenhancer. The constituent enhancer of superenhancer physically associated with one another and can function as independent or interindependent components of these large transcription regulating complexes to drive high level expression of their associated genes. Enhancer and superenhancer become physically juxtaposed to target gene promotes by looping of the chromatin, and having become so, stimulate transcription from these promoters. Although enhancer can activate any gene, they are physically and functionally constrained to act within insulated neighborhoods. Insulated neighborhoods are chromosomal loop structures formed by the interaction of two DNA sites bound by the CTCF protein and occupied by the coalescing complex. These chromosomal neighborhoods engender a specific enhancer gene interaction and are essential for normal gene activation and repression. The CTCF-CTCF loops that form insulating neighborhoods are the mechanistic basis of high-order chromosome structure, such as topologically associated domains that and form a chromosome scaffold that is largely preserved throughout development. Normal cell states depend on signals received from the tissue microenvironments. Much of this contextual information is delivered by signaling pathways to superenhancer and, to a lesser extent, to typical enhancers. Superenhancer have been shown to integrate input from Wnt, TGF-beta, and leaf signaling pathways operating within embryonic stem cells. This signal integration is thought to be a consequence of the ability of master transcription factor to recruit signal-activating transcription factor to enhancer sites previously established by the master transcription factor. Enhancers that are responsive to various types of afferent signaling are thought to be highly dynamic because the activity of signaling transcription factor is linked to their destruction. Some transcription factor may recognize by specific ubiquitin ligase operating in the nucleus leading to their proteasome-mediating destruction. Remarkably, ubiquitination and degradation of many transcriptional activators occurs at enhancer promoter site and can be required for efficient transcription. DNA is packaged into nucleosome, which consists of histones that are substrate for chromatin regulators that can modify various amino acid residues or bind in a modification-dependent manner to these histones. The positioning of nucleosome on DNA can also influence gene control, for example, by limiting access of transcription factor to regulatory sequences, and ATP-dependent remodeling complexes influence transcriptional states by mobilizing nucleosomes. The common function theme of these regulators is that they facilitate the maintenance of positive or negative gene expression states. DNA methylation contributes to gene control at three levels. Methylation of enhancer and promoter site can prevent transcription factor and to silence genes. Methylation of CTCF loop anchor sites prevents CTCF binding and can thus alter insulating neighborhoods structure. Cytosine Cytosine methylation and hydroxymethylation present spatially positioned chemical motifs that can be recognized by chromatin-associated proteins, thereby influencing transcriptional regulation. In summary, normal cells have transcriptional programs that are established and maintained by master transcription factors that regulate genes by binding specific enhancer elements, which in turn interact with genes within insulated neighborhoods. The maintenance of normal cell states depend on the tissue environment, and such information is delivered by signaling pathways ultimately to enhancers. Maintenance of cell identity and dynamics of cell states also depend on a large number of histone readers, writers, erasers, as well as regulators of DNA methylation that together ensure chromatin states are appropriate for positive and negative gene regulation. Transcriptional dysregulation arises in cancer from disease-defining genetic alteration, either indirectly via mutation of signaling factors converging on transcriptional control, or directly via genetic alteration in gene control factors themselves. Cancer-associated genetic alteration can affect proteins participating in nearly all levels of transcriptional control, including trans factors, transcription factor, signaling proteins, cofactors, chromatin regulators, and chromosome structuring proteins, and cheese elements, enhancer, promoter, and insulators. The transcription factors that are deregulated in cancer cell and have the potential to produce profound changes in gene expression programs can be considered to fall into three classes: master transcription factor, involved in organizing cell identity, proliferating control transcription factor that amplify transcriptional output, signaling transcription factor involves in dynamics change in the control machinery occurring in response to extracellular signals. The activation of master transcription factor that is normally expressed in early development, such as the pluripotency transcription factor OCH4, or activation of a master transcription factor that is normally expressed early in a specific lineage, such as TAL1 in T cell, can alter co-regulatory circuit and activate additional genes that are normally expressed in more embryonic states. Genes encoding the MYC and the P53 proliferation control transcription factor, a classic oncogene and tumor suppressor gene, are among the most frequently mutated genes in cancer. MYC can have profound effects because it can function to amplify the entire gene expression program, and the P53 is a powerful tumor suppressor because of its ability to arrest progress through the cell cycle or induce apoptosis. Dysregulation of signaling pathways is a common feature of cancer cells. A dysregulating signaling transcription factor can profoundly change the gene expression program through its binding to enhancer occupied by master transcription factor, and dysregulated signaling can even stimulate superenhancer formation. This transcription factor signal to RNA polymerase II through transcriptional coactivators, defined here as regulatory components that do not bind directly to the DNA in a sequence-specific manner. Exemplify this class of transcriptional signaling proteins are the components of the mediator complex, which is recruited to an answer promoter region by transcription factor in the context of transcription activation. Genetic alteration of mediator complex encoding genes are observed frequently in prostate cancer and in many uterine myomas. Beyond this discrete disease, the genome-wide activity of mediator in gene control would be expected to function broadly in non-cancer associated transcription. Interestingly, few cancer-associated alterations are identified in the core RNA polymerase complex itself, suggesting that coordinated transcriptional signaling upstream of polymerase favors the neoplastic cell state more than alteration of this core complex. Efficient transcriptional signaling from enhancer to promoter is often chromatin dependent, mediated by specialized transcriptional cofactors that physically associate with or biochemically modify the genome to reinforce the gene activation or repression. Chromatin regulators function globally, so their dysregulation can also have profound effect on the gene expression program of cells. In some tumors, chromatin regulators have become fused to transcriptional cofactors, producing gene-specific effects, such as those observed in acute lymphoblastic leukemia cells with MLL-AF4 fusion. Insulating neighborhoods contribute to proper positive and negative gene control. So, alteration in chromosome structuring proteins that establish and maintain insulating neighborhoods boundaries would be expected to have profound effects on a cell's overall gene expression program. Cancer genome sequencing has revealed that somatic mutation occur in CTCF and coalescing coding sequences in various solid tumors and leukemias, and it seems likely that this mutation contribute to oncogenes by alterating insulating neighborhood throughout the genome, perhaps rendering chromatin generally more pervasive to oncogenic transcriptional signaling. Tumor cells acquire superenhancer at oncogenic driver genes, and they do so through many mechanisms: translocation, focal amplification, small insertion, mutation that alter insulator sequences of oncogene containing insulating neighborhoods appear to make important contribution to the dysregulation of gene expression observed in some cancer. The concept of oncogene addition refers to the behavior of cancer cells that exhibit an absolute dependence on oncogenes that were initially acquired during multi-step tumorigenesis and remain critical to the ongoing proliferation and viability of these cells long after they have processed to a fully neoplastic state. As of late, this concept has been extended to include other changes acquired during tumor progression that forced the early development of a tumor and continue to be absolutely essential to its continued growth. Including among these are the dysregulated transcriptional programs operating in certain tumor cells, yielding the concept of transcriptional addition. Dysregulated transcriptional programs may be target for drug discovery, increased turnover of oncogenes, interfering with cooperating between transcription factor and cofactors, targeting chromatin remodeling enzymes, genome editing of a specific regulatory region, activation of proteasome degradation machinery.